I don't know. So, guys, last month we said goodbye to our friend Mark Coulomb, which is very sad. We're saying goodbye again. I don't know if this is public knowledge yet, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there because this is important to the introduction. And weirdly, this keeps moving. So, Charlie, I met you and Mark at the very same Your Stories, and you have both become two of my favorite Your Story speakers and people that I met through the show. Not that I play favorites, but Charlie and Mark, two great guys. This next gentleman, Mr. Charlie Madsen, is going to come up in a second. I always felt like, in the early days of the show, because this was like first year, I feel like you just nailed and understood what we were going for. Charlie's first story was about making elaborate, like, soap opera-y storylines with his action figures. And like to the point where he would, like, cut the beard off his Lando figure, but then draw it back on sometimes, because sometimes, like, characters don't shave and they're in a bad place and they gotta get that mustache back. Like, to me, that was exactly what I was hoping would come out of this silly show that we did, and, like, consistently for the last 3 or 4 years, Charlie has been delivering it, and he is not long for Chicago, which is very sad, but he's gonna be up on this stage at least one more time, which is right now. Charlie Madsen.
I specifically stole washable markers in middle school. The red was for the blood, black was for bullet holes and mustaches, and blue was in case they're using laser cannons. Because obviously, as we all know, laser cannons are going to leave a different mark on your skin. And I also did a lot of sequels with my action figures, so that's why they had beards. So yeah, this is, I guess, the beginning of my farewell tour, saying goodbye to anybody that's let me in the door in the past 6 years. I moved here from Alaska 6 years ago with a backpack and a fuckload of money. One of my mentors said you only need two of three things to get by in life. And if you don't have one, it's fine. So time, money, and talent. If you don't have time, have money and talent. If you don't have talent, have time and money. And so on. That's not even my story, though. I'm sorry Claire couldn't be here. It was her Facebook invite that got me into this in the first place. And the first time I came, I actually went all the way up the stairs, didn't recognize anybody, and ran back down the stairs and sat in my car for 10 minutes and almost didn't come. So I'm glad I did. I'm going to continue the art and commerce conversation, which is all of us are having right now. And that really does have a lot to do with authenticity for most of us as human beings. It's like, I really believe in this, but I would also like to feed myself from time to time. I had a different story, but then today happened. Usually I'm a very concise writer when I'm here. It's very articulate, and I'm editing up until the last second. But I have spent the last, this day, about 10 hours, at a taping of the Steve Harvey show. I'm on 2 hours sleep. I slept on a couch at work, cause I closed a bar down at 4 a.m. It's like, I was setting a timer. I gotta get up and go to Steve Harvey. 7 a.m. And it was the thing on Facebook, and they said there were prizes, and I was like, I like prizes. And then, they told me they wanted me to be a speaker on the show. And, and anybody that's been on television or worked in all this stuff, and you just see what goes into making television and film possible, it's sort of gut-wrenching to all of us that just think magic appears before you. And then, oh, no, these people are actually in space. And, you know, and so being coached on how to sound real. And like, oh, tell your story again. But like, ask your question again honestly, though. And it's just like, can't I just talk? Like, no, I use this word instead. But that's not the word I would use. We use this word. Okay, fuck you. I hate television. And there's just women with clipboards and headsets running around angrily. And 8 hours of like, clap like you're happy. Like you're trained SEALs. And it was, the episode was, and this is of course why I have to talk about authenticity. The episode was called What Men Really Think. And what Steve Harvey did, and you'll see this, maybe I should use pseudonyms so I don't get sued. I don't know. But what he did is he got 2,000 men and put them in the Oriental Theater downtown in the Loop. And then he put 150 women on stage. And they would take turns answering and asking questions, all of which was pre-prepared and nonsensical. And as you can imagine, a theater filled with 2,000 men, random men of all shapes and sizes and colors, sitting for 8 hours there for the prizes and to be on TV is not the best forum for gender equality discussions. So, like, throughout this show, when they're talking about things like, why did my boyfriend cheat on me with a girl that was less attractive than me? Steve's like, well, she probably does other stuff in bed. So these guys are just like applauding. Yeah, anal. And there's just so many, all like the key phrase for 8 hours is this guy going, she's crazy. Like, why do women do that? Because they're crazy. It's like, well, I'm sure there's a reasonable discussion why she came to that point. No, she's crazy. We're on TV. We got to barrel through this. And so it was just a day of like, middle America, cisgender, unawareness of just, you know, like, and church-going people and just that kind of stuff, but also just like this bro culture that was just, you just scrape it off your skin. I, honest to God, thought I was at a men's rights rally. And I hope that someone, because I saw a few people there that, like, had the same look I did of, oh, this isn't right. I don't want to stereotype, but there was a girl on stage with glasses, and her eye rolls were like on point. And so I'm hopefully what comes out of this, besides just good quality television, is like a really interesting anthropological study of just like how men behave, like trained seals when they're getting treats and just applauding. I will say this though, and maybe it'll come across in the episode, I actually have a better opinion of Steve Harvey in the long run, because like there was some stuff that he was saying, I'm like, well, that's an actual very thoughtful point of view about listening to the other people. But also, you don't have to ask for sex. Like, yeah, you do. No, you do. No, we're getting on the verge of rape, guys. And the thing I liked the most in that moment when we had to retape something three times because he was talking to a couple and the guy's name was Renee and the girl's name was Devin. And he kept fucking that up. And he did like a 6-minute bit of like, his name's Renee? Name the guy Renee. And his girlfriend's sitting right behind Steve. And she's like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. and then Steve had this moment that was beautiful where he just looked at all of us and goes, all of this is fake. I'm like, thank you for admitting that. We know, but thank you. And you just see these guys getting angry. And they're raffling out prizes with tickets. And every time a guy wins that isn't the other 2,000 men, they're all like, boo! I'm fairly certain that's a definition of entitlement. So, you know, I'm moving to Los Angeles, and all of these things that we're talking about with television and all the magical dreams of the movies I'm obsessed with and the hours of filming and all that stuff and just the falseness and then, like, the need to be rewarded for doing fucking nothing. I worry about that part of it. I, you know, you hear about the horror stories, which is why we all live in Chicago, most of us, right? But I don't think that's LA's fault. I think there are people there for that reason, but there are people in Chicago for that reason. You go downtown to the Loop, and you have to work hard to not give up $20 for something. You know, there's falseness and bullshit in everywhere. And so the thing that I've always said, even before I came here, and it still is true, is that it's not ever about where you are. It's always going to be about who you're with. And so when I move, people are going to ask like what I'm looking for in Los Angeles. And I'm looking for exactly what I have here because I know that there's the same number of beautiful people like y'all. And I just got to like find them and actually go upstairs into the gallery when I'm invited like I did this time and make that leap. And hopefully they're as willing to listen to me as you guys are right now. So that's my thoughts. And I want to end this with a poem that I heard Garrison Keillor read. when I was biking to work with my jorts on, because I'm super fucking authentic. This poem is called Driving West by Linda Paston. Through the landscape subtly changes, and the mountains are marching in place. The grasses take on the fading yellows of the sun, and cows with their sumptuous eyes litter the fields as if they had grown there. We've driven for hours through bluing shadows, as if the continent itself leaned west, and we had no choice but to follow the old ruts, the wagons and the horses, the iron snort of a locomotive. We're the pioneers of our own horizons, drawn to the horizon as if it waited just for us, the way the young are drawn to the future and the old to the past. Thank you.
The Steve Harvey Show's Charlie Madsen, everybody. Man, Charlie, sincerely, thank you for going upstairs. Your stories wouldn't have been the same. We're all going to miss you, obviously.